Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Officials in New York City are warning protesters not to be violent or cause damage if they gather to protest the indictment of former President Donald Trump. Trump, whose jet just landed in New York, is due to be booked tomorrow in a Manhattan courthouse on charges linked to a 2016 hush money case. Mayor Eric Adams.
There may be some rabble-rousers thinking about coming to our city tomorrow. A message is clear and simple. Control yourselves.
Our Julie Walker reports from outside Trump Tower.
A small group of Trump supporters with huge banners that say Trump 24 for president.
He's got a lot of supporters, so all they're doing is blowing smoke.
A coroner in Virginia says the death of a mental patient in custody was a homicide due to asphyxiation. 10 law enforcement and hospital workers have already been charged in the death of 28-year-old Irvo Otieno. FEMA's administrators warning residents in places like hard-hit Arkansas, be ready for more severe weather tomorrow. She says they'll get aid from the federal government for debris removal.
We will reimburse much of those costs that are eligible, and we want to make sure that communities are ready right now for what's going to come.
Deanna Criswell spoke on KAIT. Florida's governors lifted a requirement that people with concealed weapons have a carry permit. That means they won't have to undergo a background check or take a safety class. But a federal court in Minnesota has paused a new law that would have lifted the ban on 18 to 20-year-olds getting gun permits. The law is being appealed. They found the Dairy Queen missing spoon in Phoenix, 15 feet high. It was stolen last month with a social media campaign to find it. This is AP News. Dungeons and Dragons were the draw at the box office this weekend.
What's trying to kill us this time?
Dungeons and Dragons Honor Among Thieves opened this past weekend with $38.5 million in North American theaters, according to studio estimates. Dungeons and Dragons was able to ride the tide of strong word of mouth and good reviews. It knocks last week's champ John Wick Chapter 4 down to second. Third place this week is a tie between Scream 6 and His Only Son. Creed 3 takes number 5. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
UConn Huskies could clinch the NCAA championship tonight, or San Diego State could produce another upset in what's been a tournament of unpredictability. UConn's favored by 7.5 points, according to FanDuel Sportsbook. If it holds true, it would be the first time that the Huskies won a game in this tournament with only a single-digit lead. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
NASA has introduced its first moon crew in 50 years. Administrator Bill Nelson says the four astronauts will fly around the moon late next year.
This is humanity's crew.
And White House spokeswoman Olivia Dalton says a historic one.
We'll include the first woman, the first person of color, and the first international crew member on a lunar mission.
With Christina Koch, Victor Glover, and Canadian Jeremy Hansen joining Commander Reid Wiseman, they'll be the first to fly NASA's Orion capsule after an empty one went to the moon and back last year in a dress rehearsal. This flight is a prelude to a lunar landing a year later. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg tells reporters this is a historic week. Stoltenberg announces that Finland's joining NATO.
Tomorrow we will welcome Finland as the 31st member of NATO, making Finland safer and our alliance stronger.
Stoltenberg says Turkey, the last country ratifying Finland's membership, will hand its official text to Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday as NATO foreign ministers gather in Brussels. The Secretary General adds a flag-raising ceremony will finalise proceedings on Tuesday afternoon.
We will raise the Finnish flag for the first time here at the NATO headquarters.
The news has prompted a warning from Russia that it would bolster its defences near the joint border if NATO deploys any troops in its new member. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Country Music Association has announced the three inductees for this year's Country Music Hall of Fame. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. Just another love. Tanya Tucker says when she walks into the Hall of Fame, all her fans will be with her. Tucker will be inducted in the Veterans Era Artist category. Don't blame it on your lying cheek. Patti Loveless says she feels incredibly privileged to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Loveless will go in as a modern era artist. Song of the South. Bob McDill will be inducted in the songwriter category. He wrote Song of the South for Alabama, Good Old Boys Like Me for Don Williams, and Alan Jackson's Gone Country. The Hall of Fame inductions will be in Nashville in the fall.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.